Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Several days ago, I noticed a strange-looking tree here on the campus of Bob Jones University. It's a fruit tree, but it has only one branch that's alive. Shortly after seeing that unusual sight, God spoke to me through Philippians 1, verse 11. And in that, I saw the danger of my life becoming like that strange fruit tree. This verse reads, "Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Each one of us Christians is to be a fruit bearer. God tells us that repeatedly in His Word. Bear fruit. He also tells us what fruit we should have. There are the outer fruits of witnessing and working for Him, and there are the inner fruits, those fruits of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And in this 11th verse of Philippians 1, we're told to be not just producing these fruits, but to be filled with them. In other words, every branch of your life and mine ought to be flourishing and weighted down with fruit. But we react differently to our fruit-bearing responsibilities, don't we? Many times, we simply don't listen to God's urgings. Well, it's easy to close your ears if we neglect His Word. And even when we're reading His Word, sometimes we just turn a deaf ear to it, don't we? Or, reading His injunctions to be fruitful, we sort of shrug our shoulders and say, "Well, I'm content to bear just a tiny bit of fruit." Or sometimes, when we read those passages in which God urges us to bear fruit, we consider the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of witnessing and working, to be really an impossible standard, an impossible ideal. We're very much aware of our failings, and we think that those fruits named in God's Word are reserved for certain special Christian lives. For instance, missionaries ought to be able to bear lots of fruit, and pastors, and preachers' wives, but not me, just an ordinary housewife. Why, I couldn't bear that kind of fruit. Sometimes, we pride ourselves in working to produce just one or two of those varied fruits. And yet, think how many fruits God asks us to bear. Why then be content? Why be prideful in just bearing a couple? Or we feel shock, dismay, or discouragement at the concept of being filled with fruit. Can you and I really be full of fruit? When we have these reactions, we're like that one branch fruit tree. We're pathetic. The secret of this verse lies in the phrase, "which are by Jesus Christ." Filled with fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. That's the secret. That's the life, and that's the empowering for our being fruitful and filled with fruit.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.